Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for October 14th, 2017. And tonight, I'll be giving an update on the Las Vegas massacre that you won't find on the boob tube. As you know, since the All-American Eclipse just 2 months ago, the United States has been slammed by four hurricanes, drowning the southeast. And in the western U.S., we've had massive wildfires that have made thousands more homeless. And then there's the October 1st Las Vegas massacre, which got incessant media coverage. It's really amazing how fast the Las Vegas false flag has unraveled thanks to massive internet exposure by independent journalists. And this is a heavy subject, so I've wrapped this compendium on the Vegas massacre with lots of light and love. And there's a lot of information, so I'll go right into the big picture first. And then I'll narrow it down into the current crisis before finishing with the promising vision of our future. So let me begin. Now I'll be having up with the show information on the page regarding the show, the episode information. I'll have a link to this article that I'm largely going to be going through today, this compendium. And it's part of this series I've been doing since the first of the year called the 2017 Big Shift. As mass illusion disintegrates, you know, fake news exposed, and 5D conscience integrates with whole truth disclosed. And the big picture, you might say, is that global civilization is right now going through rapid metamorphosis. And out of the disintegrated old order, you might say the caterpillar stage, a golden age butterfly is emerging and taking wing. And this is, you know, I'm making reference to the metamorphosis process when a worm, you know, caterpillar, goes into a cocoon, a chrysalis, and completely dissolves inside that cocoon into what's called a gray gunge. And out of that emerges the blueprint for butterfly. And this is one of the miracles of nature. It's one of my favorite metaphors for what going on with global transformation right now, and I'll be going into that in part and whole today, and specifically we're talking about a metamorphosis with the U.S. global order and a shift of that order as the old order disintegrates and a new order emerges. So we're looking at, with this 2017 big shift since the first of the year, we're in the autumn, the harvest quadrant of the year. And since the U.S. eclipse 2 months ago, we've had these hurricanes and these huge wildfires here in Montana, California, all over the West. And if the U.S. destiny, the divine destiny of the U.S. is as the new Atlantis, as some people are referring to the potential, future golden age potential. If that's the destiny, we're seeing right now, you might say, the trial by fire and water, or initiation by fire and water, you know, by flood and wildfires and, you know, hurricanes, etc. And national politics right now are extremely polarized. Divisive discontent, you might say, is betraying united intent. of most people who just basically, you know, want to, you know, families just want to, you know, keep the peace and raise their families. So there's a global enlightenment that's stirring in the hearts and minds of the family of mankind, and we're on the threshold of a lot of transformation. The butterfly hasn't taken wing yet, you might say. It's kind of like emerging from the chrysalis or the cocoon, and you're beginning to see the stirrings of golden age models for healing, for abundance, prosperity, potential. You know, the potential is there, and it's manifesting in a lot of different ways, with breakthroughs in holistic healing, in global communications. I could go on and on, and this is, you know, this goes with the territory, you might say. And some people would say, well, this is the darkest before the dawn, and so we're in a process. And there's a evolution going on with global currency. And at the foundation of this new model of currency is sovereignty models, a high state of conscience currency, you might say, the currency of conscience, which is the natural check and balance on the deep state. And it's like the power of love that checks and balances the inordinate love of power. And this is a dynamic that's in process. And the reason is because universal sovereign rights have always been superior to living under tyranny. So this thing of sovereign rights to own our own lives has been the founding of the concept of America with representative government, you know, where the public is represented rather than special interests with powerful vested interests to own and control the human and physical resources of humanity. America, the United States of America, was created, with the intention of representing that which was, basically best for all. And what we've seen emerge in this is since 2010 with the Citizens United decision of the Supreme Court, it became obvious that there's a corporatocracy that has powerful special interests with a vested interest in division, divide the public, and crisis capitalism and discontent, disease, and even terror, war, and depopulation. I mean, the whole gauntlet of those who profit from war and false flag operations, etc. And this is the modus operandi of false flags, of how to create fear and insecurity. So the public will surrender sovereignty for security until we have neither freedom nor security. So the big picture is, and the dynamic of America as the I am race worldwide. We're talking about the word America. If you scramble, it's called an anonym. If you scramble the letters, it creates the word America, creates the word the I am race. And this is kind of the code word, the ancient mysteries, even before the founding of America, there was, before the founding of the United States of America, there was the vision of founding, fathers and luminary leaders in Europe, specifically Saint Germain, who referenced this understanding of America as the I am race worldwide. This is those who are free in spirit and who understand that we cannot be both free while slave to evil as an energy veil or evil that separates our hearts and minds from higher spiritual powers that be, the real powers that be, you might say. You know, call the host of heaven, ascended masters, heart coherence, you know, the spirit that matters. So the divine destiny of global humanity is in alignment with the first principles of the prime directive for our sovereignty. Now, in the article I provide, with, you know, as far as the information I'm going through, I've hyperlinked the word prime directive that includes a video that's very interesting in the understanding of the prime directive for our sovereignty, as far as where the concept of the prime directive came from, and an article that goes into the understanding of the prime directive. And that's basically the prime directive, again, for our sovereignty and how we are sovereign beings. And this is our future. This is the future. This is the positive future, the United Sovereigns of Earth, and sovereignty, universal sovereignty, on Earth as in cosmos at large. And you can get into Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets and how Earth is on the cusp of, you might say, coming into a unity consciousness worldwide with this understanding of sovereign, universal sovereign rights in our global village, you know, our instant everywhere interactive global village. So this is a huge thing. This is the big picture. Earth has evolved over thousands of years to where global civilization now has reached the point of this unity sovereign consciousness, unity consciousness, owning our own lives. And the first principles of the prime directive thereby, you know, what that looks like and how that works. And I'm going to go into in one aspect later on in the show of how, you know, the big picture here is that full disclosure of how we're not alone in the universe and how Earth is not just being monitored and given signals like crop circles, that we're not alone, but that, you know, that, as I understand it, there are virtually millions of cloaked starships around the Earth watching this big drama, watching the big show, because this is one of the very unique situations throughout cosmos when an entire planetary civilization comes into unity sovereignty consciousness. And you might say that we are reality TV for the ETs, that they're watching this on their plasma screens, on their, you know, and they've come from all over our system of worlds, our galaxy, if not the universe, because, you know, there is no time or space. And if you're an extremely highly evolved being that is really into, like in the Star Trek series, you know, and you know, researching throughout the galaxy, the universe, you know, emergent civilizations, and where they are in their evolution, their conscious evolution. Earth is at that stage right now. We're at a very interesting, to say the least, stage of general enlightenment because of the internet, because of the instant everywhere interactive net reality, you might say, whereby we are the family of mankind in a global village, and we, you know, are in the process of getting our act together. And so what that looks like and how that works is largely what I've been going through with this the 2017 Big Shift series. And philosophically, you might say that global evolution is the revolution now beginning. And Golden Age vision is a cause for much grinning. Cherish this time since the veil is now thinning. Hell may be disturbed, but heaven is winning. Ready or not, there are options now revealing, choices to be made that are quite appealing. Mysteries are unveiled and no longer concealing. Soul soaring, with new opportunity congealing. As heart wisdom matures, elitism will crumble, thanks to pure intent of the meek and humble. So take heart and realize that external authority is increasingly accountable to spiritual reality. In the soul's journey of eternal progression, spiritual laws will govern without exception. One soul knows, with humble confession, the invisible guidance of divine intercession. So pure intention initiates the prime directive, with focused attention as a self-corrective, and love's retention for conscious ascent in coherent realms as our always content. So claim the vision of virtue and valor for the victory of sovereignty dollars, the currency of conscience, what that looks like, how that works. I've been going into that with this 2017 Big Shift series, and this is the natural fruit of the global computer internet revolution that has opened the floodgates of general enlightenment and has created momentum of freedom and opportunity to know better and do better to benefit all life on Earth. And all attempts by the dark side deep state to sabotage this light side high state are rapidly exposed worldwide as never before in our history. For example, witness how fast the official narrative of the Las Vegas lone shooter has been debunked. People worldwide now know the truth of it. The open internet's wisdom of the crowd has quickly responded to solve this crime, the real story behind this Las Vegas massacre. Now, again, in the copy, the article that I've provided with the show episode, if you go, those who go through that, and this is from the article at tarcom.org /metamorph.htm, and I'll provide that link. And I've hyperlinked this concept of the wisdom of the crowd, the open internet's wisdom of the crowd, so that you can go to a show, a new premiere show that this fall season that just began on the CBS network called Wisdom of the Crowd. And I'm keying into that because the show talks about how the internet can be used to provide information to solve crimes. Well, in this case, I'm going to be going through many articles and videos by independent journalists that provide wisdom of the crowd. It's different from the show. You can go on your internet. If you have a good connection on the internet, you can go to CBS network and go to their show, Wisdom of the Crowd, and I believe you can see the premiere, and it's really interesting in a lot of regards. As a parallel to how, because of the internet, because of information and independent journalists, now it doesn't reference that so much in the CBS show, but there's an analogy here. And you might say just the full spectrum of perspectives regarding all these different independent journalists that have very quickly come forth regarding what has happened, what really happened in Las Vegas, you can get a really good, you might say, holistic, holographic, big picture perspective on what really happened that you won't get in the mainstream media, which most people listening to the show today realize is a function largely of the deep state, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, you know, they're all, and even PBS, their news, a lot of their news regarding these types of situations are actually delivered to them from the Pentagon and from different CIA sources that have been aligned with the mainstream media with since Project Mockingbird, I think, back in the 50s. So many people listening to this already know that. I'm going to be going into specifically this incident with the Las Vegas shooting and general perspectives and then specific articles that really go into what really happened. And you can judge for yourself, but you may find it interesting. Those who really want to know, this is quite a compendium, and I put this all together for myself to understand it and also as a time capsule for the future so people can come back to this time in the future and look at what happened from a multi-phase perspective or multiple dimension perspective. And one of the first videos which I provide is on 10 characteristics of false flags, and this is from TruthStream Media. Melissa Dykes, who's been doing some phenomenal coverage of different situations that have been going on, current history, but you know, perspectives you don't get on the boob tube. So thought you might find this interesting, this video in particular. And basically, what it goes into is that this Las Vegas mass message is really a psyops, a psychological operation. I mean, as far as what it has to say on multiple levels of meaning. Now, on the surface, the deep state media tells us that, quite simply, it was just a horrible, senseless tragedy by a lone white male who seemed nice but loved guns and used them to murder for no clear reason. And that message, meme, you know, mantra, you might say, was repeated over and over and over and over for the first several days. And then they changed their timeline, and things began to change, and more things came out on the Internet, and they've tried to change the stories, but as many insiders are saying, it's like putting Band-Aids on a gaping wound. And it was a cover-up. So on a deeper level, we find that original narrative was wrong. And that Internet crowd wisdom has made this obvious. It's not just the independent journalists that are exposing what's really going on. It's people networking this on Facebook and others, you know, and indirectly through emails and to friends, you know, like, you know, basically general enlightenment as far as what happened. So I'm going to be going into more of a full spectrum of articles and videos that decode the, you might say, the dark deep state deception. And the first one is, I've got here is an article, October 8th, by Paul Craig Roberts, and he explains, and this is, you know, I put this one first because he explains right up front, and Paul Craig Roberts, you know, those who follow good independent journalists that follow Paul Craig Roberts, you know, I mean, he's got credibility. I mean, I think he was assistant treasurer of the secretary under Reagan, and he's got a very stable, recognized, prominent voice on the Internet regarding, you know, like reality therapy, what's really going on. And what he's saying is that hard censorship has hit the Internet, and U.S. media credibility is collapsing. And an excerpt from his piece, he says that according to the October 6th National News Report, I provide a link on that, YouTube has shut down independent media coverage of the Las Vegas massacre in a desperate maneuver to protect the official narrative. And there's an October 13th update by Paul Craig Roberts that I've also provided. And I add the note that and I've seen this already, looking at different videos that I've been researching the last 2 weeks since this happened, October 1st with the shooting, that Google has been scrubbing the Internet of videos that reference multiple shooters. A lot of these articles, and I'll read, they'll have videos, but now the videos that reference multiple shooters, they're not deleted. They're just, you know, it says, you know, no longer available, which is to say they are deleted. And I've seen that now multiple articles. They'll have different videos. The videos that reference multiple shooters have been deleted. And you can see where the shell of the video was up there. And I'm sure you know what I'm referring to if you do watch many YouTube videos, and every once in a while you'll see them, you know, that blank space that says, you know, video no longer available. There's another article regarding this scrubbing of the internet of information. John Rappaport, who's one of my favorite investigative journalists who I've had on Cosmic Love in over the years, October 13th, 2017, but just the other day, yesterday, he has this article on the Vegas shooting, how concert workers that were there have had their phone footage wiped clean by the FBI. And that article is quite mind-blowing, and it goes into the extent to which the actual reference to multiple shooters is being scrubbed. Anyway, this is why I'm going to go into now why the deep state is censoring the internet. And of course, this has been thoroughly exposed now after 2 weeks since this incident happened all over the internet. And but it's not being reported in mainstream media, and a lot of people don't know it. And this is from an October 8th article, FBI's role in Las Vegas. And this is from Rents.com, which every once in a while has extraordinary expose articles on different stuff. And I'm going to provide an excerpt from that video that says, according to a source in the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, the LMPD, LVMPD, Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, knows that the motive behind the attack, but the FBI will not allow us to release the motive because it implicates the FBI in illegal arms deals and supplying arms to ISIS terrorists within U.S. borders. Stephen Paddock was an undercover FBI agent who participated in multiple illegal arms deals in the Las Vegas area in a gun-running entrapment scheme similar to Fast and Furious. That was Eric Holder under Obama. Paddock thought he was engaging in another routine arms transfer, but ISIS had learned about the entrapment scheme and Paddock's true identity. They killed him and carried out the massacre and then fled the scene. End quote. Now, if you doubt the veracity of the FBI's use of ISIS to further their own agenda, there's this article I provide that's from October 11th, the Free Thought Project, that says and goes into evidence emerges showing FBI was behind the 2015 ISIS terror attack in Texas. I remember hearing about that, and it didn't make mainstream media much at all because the FBI was behind it, and the mainstream media provides cover for the part of the deep state cover. So that article you may find very interesting if you want to go deeper into how the FBI has been involved for decades creating sting operations, many of which actually have gone bad, where they actually create, fund and set up these ISIS terrorist cells so they can bust them and claim to the world and the media that they're doing a good job. So I'm going to go into another article here. This is from October 4th, and this is actually validating the former article that I just went on. It's a video, and it's a hardcore truther in this video who reports the anonymous hack in Las Vegas. Again, the Las Vegas Police Department, the Metropolitan Police Department, the LVMPD, as I said previously, that their records was hacked by these hackers of Anonymous, and this was leaked in this video just 4 days after the incident, and it comes right out and says, you know, this is a short video. It's 3.5 minutes. It's about the truth about what really happened in Las Vegas, as I just repeated, and that's why I'm going into these two incidents first, because one, you know, basically says the same thing in a different way. with a video. But again, this video was 4 days before the Rents, the Jeff Rents article, the Rents.com article. So what these are leaked documents that were hacked from the LAPD that basically exposed the conversations between the federal government, the FBI, and the police department, and basically they exposed this whole situation. So here we have a good example of the wisdom of the crowd, you might say, the wisdom of the crowd as far as independent sources giving different perspectives, saying the same thing, to give us the understanding of what actually happened. And basically, what it is showing is that there's a deep the deep state corporatocracy, you know, basically the shadow government that was behind 9/11 just did domestic terror 2.0. This was a classic case of a false flag domestic terror incident. And the story here has been, you know, it's out there now. It's all over the world. You know, people are understanding what actually happened. So on October 8th, there was another article from the MillenniumReport.com called Deep State Does Vegas. And this includes an important article by Paul Craig Roberts, as I referenced before, about how a military surgeon says videos of Las Vegas gunshot victims are fake, and this article goes into it. This is a military surgeon who saw the videos, and as a military surgeon, you know, he came right out and said there were some fake videos being put out. Now, what is true and what's fake in these situations, as with, you know, the JFK assassination, massive amounts of disinformation are put out typically after these incidents to confuse the public in general, to where they just throw up their hands and just saying, you know, it's just, you know, it's inscrutable. Things have sorted out, I think, since the JFK assassination. It took years. But the speed with which this stuff is coming out now regarding what happened in Vegas from all these independent sources is amazing. It's unprecedented. And so Chuck Baldwin has an article on October 5th on the Las Vegas shootings. And Chuck Baldwin is a conservative Christian pastor, Dr. Baldwin. And he, an excerpt from his article on the Las Vegas shooting, says that, quote, only professional government operatives could organize and carry out an operation this massive and then totally disappear into thin air. No one else would be capable of such a meticulous and flawless operation. Of course, these professional killers could make anybody appear guilty. If they wanted to implicate a Muslim or a Christian or a conservative or anyone else, they could easily do it. That's usually what they are all about, destabilizing a country, using massive death and destruction in order to create division and hate that ultimately leads to national instability, civil unrest, or even civil war. These monsters do this all the time in nations around the world. Now they are doing it here in America. Now, I don't think he goes into the ISIS dimension of this. He's just talking about, you know, deep state government operatives in general and how much they were in collusion or not. You know, you can read these videos, these articles and videos for yourself and make your own judgment. Anyway, Chuck Baldwin did an October 12th update, which I provide a link to that also. Now, there was another video on that came out shortly after the Las Vegas incident that got in some eerie predictions regarding the situation, regarding who profits, you know, cue bono, who profits. This again from TruthStream Media, and a quote from that video, which is really excellent. And I believe I did that in a previous, showed that video in the previous blog, because it came out just within a few days after the incident, and it just really nails it. And then again, the excerpt is that those, quote, those behind this domestic terror profit by selling us back our peace of mind in the form of security technologies and increased federal budgets for the alphabet agencies of the police state and the Orwellian permanent war tribe. In other words, there are those who profit from insecurity with security technologies. Like there's a those are those who profit from war through war technologies. And this goes into that dimension, which is, again, who benefits? Well, it's pretty clear when you watch this video specifically who has been benefiting. You know, what's the record here? What's the truth of this? Now, stepping back from this entire situation, kind of the big picture again, you know, what's going on from another perspective, those who follow Ben Fulford, he gave an update on October 9th. And I provide a link, but for some reason, that link was being blocked when I just clicked on the link. So I provided the link direct, you know, the link that, and I copied and pasted into the browser, and then it went through for some reason. And I tried this several times. So if for some reason you click on this, the Ben Fulford link, with the, again, the article I'm going to be providing with the episode information, if that's not working, you can actually copy and paste the full address that I've provided. You can copy and paste it into your browser, and I found that that works. And this is one of the, and I provided excerpts from that Benjamin Fulford update, and one of the specific reasons I mentioned, because it had a quote from Trump, President Trump, an off-the-cuff remark he made at a military dinner where he said, "This is the calm before the storm." And what Trump cryptically said is that the storm would take place in the form of mass arrests. We're talking about deep state, you know, these deep state criminals, mass arrests, the issuance of a new currency, and the launch of a global currency reset. And this is the source that Ben Fulford is quoting. And the calm before the storm means that the swamp is about to be cleaned out, and they are all scared shiftless, you might say. Shift, S-H-I-F-T, shiftless. I think they were referencing a different word there. But anyway, that understanding of that something big is going on here, and that there is mass arrests in process, and I provided an article that gets into these mass arrests, something like 43,000 of them that are in process, and there's a link on that from Anavon Wright, this judge in Alaska who does brilliant writing about constitutional law and what's going on, really going on behind the scenes with not the corporate United States, but the true United States, and she explains the difference, and I won't go into that now. But anyway, back on October 11th, just a few days ago, there was another video that I thought was really significant within this context of false flags, and this one was Beware of Cosmic False Flags. And this is an interview by the Health Ranger, you know, the Health Ranger at naturalnews.com, you know, Mike Adams. And he's interviewing Dr. Stephen Greer. And this, I'd say this is a must watch because I've been following what they're saying on this. And what they're saying, believe it or not, is that there's a rogue faction of the SSP, the Secret Space Program. I provide a link on that for more background on the Secret Space Program. And that this faction of the SSP, just like there's factions of the intelligence agency that are, you know, dark side deep state, and there's factions that are, good guys, but there's this rogue faction in the Secret Space Program that's planning a false flag alien attack to roll out world government. In other words, scare the bejesus out of people worldwide with the appearances of these UFOs that are actually part of the Secret Space Program that they've had now for decades. Now, a lot of people listening to the show know about this. Some people, I'm sure, have never heard of it and think it's wingnut crazy. But, you know, check it out for yourself. There's a video. There's an interview. It's good. I thought it was good. Like I said, I haven't followed it. And this Dr. Stephen Greer, he's an MD and a prominent UFO researcher and emergency room physician. He's the founder of Sirius Disclosure, it's called, his website. And he's the creator of the popular new documentary called Unacknowledged, which explains why he believes many so-called UFO sightings are actually sightings of human-made aircraft, and that super-secret groups exist inside the U.S. government which plan to stage a faked false flag alien invasion attack in order to pull out globalist government that tramples individual human liberties. Now, I've been hearing about this for years, you know, Project Blue Beam and, you know, all this different stuff. And I've had different UFO experts on my show over the years. And this is something that this is not that far out. I mean, it's kind of Ripley's Believe It or Not, but, you know, it's you can watch the video for yourself and check this out. This interview just came out a few days ago, so it's current stuff that kind of mind-blowing for some people, but very interesting for others. You know, rather than watching the boob tube some night, you know, watch some of these videos. So regarding the secret space program, there's an October 10th article by David Wilcock. And those who are following David Wilcock, he's got some phenomenal stuff he's been coming out with that never makes the mainstream media, specifically what's going on down in Antarctica. And in this article, he goes into the Vegas terror and disclosure. And his whole point is something very big about to happen. And this is and also reference something very big about to happen. I mean, are they really planning, you know, this alien, false flag attack? But he goes into dimensions of this that I think you'll find very interesting. And I know this is far side for a lot of people probably listening, and just like woo-woo and too far out there and, you know, too much information. But others will find this fascinating, as I do, and that's why I provided it. So October 9th, Dr. Steve Pezenik. Now, I've been following him, and he's been very brilliant since Trump was elected and what's going on with intelligence agencies. And this guy's brilliant. He's just a genius kind of a guy. He's worked with the Pentagon and intelligence agencies as a psychologist or psychiatrist. He's a doctor himself, but he's brilliant. And he's written actually many of the Tom Clancy books. He's written basically the technical storyline, a lot of the stuff behind it, and he's very knowledgeable about what goes on with intelligence agencies worldwide and what's been going on with the Trump administration behind the scenes. And his video kind of blew me away, and I put it up there for people that have followed him over this last year. And basically, he's saying that he's very sad that he was wrong. He hoped for a much better with this new administration, and he says, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. And it's kind of a cynical point. I was really surprised to see that, but the fact that he came out, and it's a short video, but he really goes into, you know, that this false flag attack was allowed to happen or proceed. And I'm looking forward to, you know, the follow-up of what he has to say about what really happened and why he didn't say more. But anyway, some people will wonder if Pezenik's cynicism is off the mark, and if he's missed the what's going on with the spiritual warfare behind the scenes that underlies so many issues that don't make the mainstream media, or if they do, are re-scripted, as in this Las Vegas situation shooting that is trying to be put a Band-Aid on it as if it was a lone wolf, single male who just loved guns. So beyond the shock and awe of all this terror for tyranny, we find, you know, there's a mind-liberating opportunity with 2017's big shift to global enlightenment processes. Now, I'm going to go back into more of the positive stuff now, because I'm going to be doing a wrap here before too long. And basically, what's going on, you know, the big picture again is as the light surges, and there's a lot of light of general enlightenment that's surging with the global internet. as that surges and people basically wake up to the correct history that, you know, has been rewritten, you might say, by, you know, our history books that have been largely rewritten by the winners of the wars, and so much of this real story is now coming out with the Internet, of what has happened with modern history, and with false flag operations in particular. And as this light of enlightenment surges, the dark side purges. You know, their time is short, their fear is great, and it's a classic example of spiritual warfare for the hearts and minds of all of us as the united sovereigns of Earth. And again, this is back to the big picture. This is the dynamic that's in process with basically the family of mankind waking up to our identity as a whole. And, you know, we are one. And it's the old darkness before the dawn of global community with unity. And as divine direction, as approximates perfection, is aligned with a natural order in the reflection of the law of the one, at, you know, at one moment, atonement, we're seeing basically light brings up all unlike itself for transmutation. You know, for neutralizing sin, as in stuck in negativity, S-I-N. And I go into, again, the model for framing, you know, this understanding of the law of the angles and the language of the angels as a metaphoric positioning of something that basically gets us back to the big picture of where we're going and how to get there as the family of mankind in a global village. And there's a quote here regarding this by Dan Brown from the book The Lost Symbol, which is an amazing book. And he says that sometimes all it takes is a tiny shift of perspective to see something familiar in a totally new light. Like looking at this event from a kind of impersonal, detached perspective of this Las Vegas incident and how quickly it has been exposed, and how basically there is an awakening of the public with this exposure, that in the larger scheme of soul evolution, fear, doubt, and the dark night of the soul is not seldom the prelude of renewed faith, hope, and light of love and action. And this is also true for global civilization, which you might say is going through the dark night of the soul right now. I mean, it's like darkest before the dawn. There's a yearning to breathe free from those principalities of darkness, you might say, that profit from terror, war, disease, depopulation, and all the insanity that we yet see in the world. And thanks to global internet connection, people worldwide are well aware of the dark, deep state corporatocracy whose time is short and fear is great, resorting to this type of insanity and cover-up that we're seeing with the Las Vegas situation. So a free and open internet checks and balances the love of power with the power of love, the currency of conscience. And I love the quote by Carl Gustav Jung from Modern Psychology, that says, where love rules, there is no will to power, and where power predominates, their love is lacking. The one is the shadow of the other. So we're back to this understanding of crowd wisdom is defined and refined by the balanced threefold flame of power and wisdom with love, along more enlightened lines that frames the constitution of conscience for the currency of sovereignty. And I'm providing some links here and color coding with these words that I'm referring now, that you can go into to more depth on the understanding of crowd wisdom, the understanding of the threefold flame of power, wisdom, and love within everyone's heart, and within our model of government, with the executive, judicial, and legislative branches of government corresponding to this threefold flame of power, executive, wisdom, judicial, and love, as far as the representative branch of government, ideally representing the love of, by, and for the people through our representatives. even though Congress has about a 10% approval rating by the American public right now. Anyway, this is the dynamic. This is the big dynamic whereby the love of power is checked and balanced by the power of love, by the power of wisdom with love. And there's a big shift in this balance of power right now. There's a global power shift from left brain dominance in the West to Eastern right brain dominance. And we're talking about hemispheric balance of East and the West. There's a shift towards balance. It's right now, there's a power is being by these Western, you know, Western nations are exerting their power over Eastern nations, and there's a balancing process coming into balance. There's a rise of Eastern power with the intent, the divine intent, is a balance of power. So there's a balance of East and West. You might say hemispheric balance, and it's just basically, you know, this is not being reported in the old media model of one-way, top-down, highly centralized mass media programming of the mass mind to maintain Western corporatocracy powers. But that's the old paradigm. That's where we see the fake news. You know, the programming, the mass mind with misinformation and disinformation over and over and over. The big lie is big enough, bold enough, and told enough, then people believe it. So most people in the U.S. and also worldwide now get their independent news from sources on the instant, everywhere, interactive internet. You know, it's like that's it's shifted. Most people have awakened that the real stuff is coming from crowd wisdom on the internet. So again, net neutrality and net reality are thus based on sovereignty, the sovereignty model. Pure intention is of the sovereignty model is for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the so help me God truth. The whole truth is the enemy of the big lie, which is so big and so bold and so often told, as I said, that people the lie believe it so. As such is the BS, the belief system of the dark side, deep state powers that were. Who continue to tell us to be very scared, so we give up more freedom for security until we have neither freedom nor security. And there's a little GIF, a graphic of one of my favorite comedians saying all day long that he's beat you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe. You know, they repeat over and over and over, and with shock and awe. You know, the Las Vegas massacre. This is what happened. For the first 4 days, and we're supposed to believe it because they say it's just a lone guy, who loved guns and no depth to that makes any sense unless there's a dark deep state agenda behind it. So, in brief, and I'm going to do a synopsis here. The message, the PSYOP's message, that came out of this Las Vegas incident was that the gold standard for morality, you know, love thy neighbor, took a major blow with the Vegas massacre, whose PSYOP's message to the masses was fear thy neighbor, stranger danger. In other words, as the corporate media said over and over, this seemed like a nice guy who could have been your neighbor, you know, was white male and liked guns. That would be Trump's base, those who voted for Trump, largely, or at least voted against the Clinton alternative. So consider that the deep state perpetrators are in fact terrified that they're losing control of their deep state power, their dark deep power, and thus resorting to terror to take everyone to the dark side for their subservience to tyranny. And again, if it's true that their time is short and fear is great, that makes sense why they're so desperate to do something like this, something so insane as this massacre. And again, how much of it is just a cover-up for an ISIS sting that went bad? I'm not sure. That's going to be seen. That perhaps the major reason for this cover-up is that it makes the FBI look bad, really bad. It makes the government look bad. And so basically the truth is being suppressed. But in any regard, the harvest, you might say, of the 2017 big shift has now been exposed, has now exposed the problem and focused on the solution that dispels the matrix of power and the use of power as we have known it. Anyway, I go into then some for some spiritual perspective. Looking at the upside. I want to finish up on that note. That and there's some videos I provide that are quite extraordinary in this regard. One of my favorites in this regard is the video the Anatomy of Trust by Brené Brown. Some of you, I'm sure, have heard of Brené Brown and perhaps of this video. And so I'm going to finish up with more, you might say, poetry, if you want to call it that, prose, whatever, that I've written that goes, "In love we trust. In the continuum of cosmic space-time relativity, we're all accountable for conscious selectivity. Relations of relevance and ultimate reverence will thin the veil or by default mean severance. Bless with your heart all that you conceive. Better than good, conscience will relieve. The soul will know better, not just believe. The blessing is what conscience achieves. Praying and working for what is the best, forgiving past failings and all of the rest, laughing at hardships, all in good jest, hatching blessings like a bird on its nest. So nurture your blessings with pure intention. Blessed are those who thus focus attention, co-creating the vision for love retention. Evolution matures with conscious ascension. Unity in our diversity is God love dimension. Heaven blesses far more than simple aptitude. The leaven for a living bread is a healthy attitude. The attitude that blesses is the spirit of gratitude. Love is forgiving, unveiling a higher altitude. Grace is the consequence, a sincere beatitude. That there's rhyme and reason to worship's valuation. It's actual quite simple, enlightened consecration. The vow for holiness leads to synchronization. This is the middle way path to self-actualization. Take heart and good conscience for 5D realization. May the Great Spirit bless you with this affirmation. May you affirm this spirit in your heart's meditation. May the thoughts of your mind provide confirmation. May actions that follow know great determination. And may your body, mind, and spirit find integration." And that's an excerpt from a poem I did call Evolutionary Ascent. I'm going to have to do a wrap. There's another video inspired by Saint Germain, America. I'm still with you from the Heart Center, and I want to thank you for listening today. I'd just like to say, keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Thanks for being with us on Cosmic Love. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.